Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green. I am Toni Green, the psychic medium and channel. So, hey, everybody, how's your day going? We are at Wednesday hump day for those of you watching it today, watching this, joining us today on the show. And there is a lot, I mean, a lot I would like to, I'm trying to strategically move this can out of the camera view, like it's just moving on its own. There's a lot of downloads and channels and things I have been getting that I would absolutely just to share with you guys. I want to say hi to Stevie, my brother. I hope you're having an amazing day. And to all my friends in Florida, please stay safe. I know that you guys have a very good routines and things set in place for times like this. But remain safe. Don't be a hero. Okay. Hey, Patrick. Hey, Heather. So happy to see you guys on YouTube. Thank you for joining me. So I'm going to jump. I am going to take callers. Please, if you are online waiting to ask a question or connect with a loved one, I will be getting to you very soon. And the call-in number is 845-277-9131. But there's some things that are really coming through, and we're coming through very, very loud this morning, and they're still in my head ringing. So I just want to share them with you, and hopefully you'll find them to be helpful for you either today or another day or whenever. Oh. Here we go. I always say we come from love, we return to love, and our purpose is love, okay? Wherever we come from, we return to. And there are several different planes or areas that we can incarnate on, okay? So Earth is one plane that we can incarnate on, but there are many other planes that we can also incarnate on. One of the things that is, I get asked a lot, what is my purpose? And I always say, every single person's purpose, love. And that starts with self-love. Now, I'm not going to say if you don't love yourself, you can't love others, because I know people who don't really like themselves, but they love animals. They love pets. But they have a really difficult time with humans and even themselves, but they find that they can love and be very faithful to pets, but not humans. Okay, so they do have love. One of the things I was getting this morning that's so important, and they really need this message to get out, and I hope it's helpful for everybody, is when I say we come from love, we return to love. We come from light. We return to light. And love and light are synonymous. They're the same, okay? The more love you are, and that's an important way of stating that, the more love that you are, the more love you become, not loving, but the more love that you are, literally, the lighter you become. Now, this doesn't mean you go from, let's just say, 300 pounds to 90 pounds. That is not what they mean by lighter. Your energy becomes lighter. You feel like you're floating. You feel often like you're airy-fairy. and your head is in the clouds. You're very optimistic. You have this unwavering faith that nobody can touch no matter what. So the more love you become, or you are, the more love you are, the lighter you, for everybody on YouTube watching, you can put in a question if you have a question or a comment about what I'm saying. Now, when you are loved, your body is whole, you feel full, you feel healthy, you are actually healthier, and if not completely healthy, and you have this new perception of the world. Many of the greats have said many times, and not just one, that you are not in this world. This world is in you. And the mind in chaos creates a world in chaos. A mind in turmoil will create a world in turmoil. This is not that the whole world is going to be in turmoil because your mind is in turmoil. This is that if you are in turmoil, the parts of the world you will experience will also be in turmoil. If you are love, the peace comes in. Your mind is open to receiving guidance and answers that just pop in that you need. And you find yourself being in a state of peace, which means that you're in interacting, or the parts of the world that you're interacting with will then be at peace. And I know this is a very difficult time. If you watch the news and you partake in other things, you can think, how is that even possible? Everything going on. Don't you know there's a supposed war going on in the Ukraine? Don't you know there's this? Don't you know they're threatening that? No, that's not my world. And you might say I'm naive. Am I? Am I naive? Back, way back when there wasn't internet and television, when something was going on in one part of the world, that was their problem. That was their issue. And it wasn't our issue. We didn't even know about it. We didn't even know what was going on. We didn't step in. We didn't feel like we were the big brother of the whole world. I don't know that we're supposed to be the big brother of the whole world. I think we're supposed to be the big brother of ourselves. But no thing-a-ding. So if you can get to that place where you can take those breaths in, and when you release, when you breathe out, you just really feel like going. You're just like, holy fudge, that's better than some other things. You put yourself in this really amazing place. Now, one thing I want to say is everybody wants to be at peace. And everybody wants to be in a peaceful state, and everybody wants a good life. But they don't sometimes want to let go of what they need to let go of to be in that space of peace. And I'm just going to take a moment to explain that to you, because it really is very, it's going to click for some people. So relationships, we view them as extremely important in this life and in this world. And don't get me wrong, they are. You know, don't get me wrong, relationships are very, very important. But we have this sense of loyalty and obligation to people who I'm not letting them say it the way they want to say it. I'm like keeping my lips closed until they come up with that, okay, that maybe don't deserve it, okay, for whatever reason. And there are some people that we don't deserve their loyalty also. Don't get me wrong. This goes a lot of different ways, okay? Just saying. But what I'm going to say is, if somebody brings, if their energy isn't matching where you want your energy to be, separate, get your energy to where you want it to be, and then let them be who they are, and you be who you want to be. But it's very rare that these energies can mix, match, and hang together. Because eventually you're going to be pulled into the chaos and the drama and the he said, she said, and oh, did you hear? And you might need to spend some time alone to get to that point, and then you can, you know, decide, I don't want to be a part of those conversations. I don't want to be a part of that energy. Let's just call it all energy, okay? Okay, I think that's good for now. I'm going to start taking callers. When I call your area code, please let me know your name and where you're calling from, and then your question or connection. And I will go through and get you absolutely as many people as I can this afternoon. I have an hour, and I really want to be able to spend time with people today and really answer their questions if I can. Of course, I am channeling, so it's not if I can, it's, you know, the angels coming in and doing this. There's so much more we could talk about with this and where we are and where we want to be and what we want to be. But let's just go to callers. If you do want to call in and ask a question, the number is 845-277-9131. If you want to join us live, I'm here every Monday and Wednesday at noon Central for, you know, a minimum of 30 minutes. I try to do 60 minutes. Sometimes I can't. So please call in and ask your question. If you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, I just need their first name or their relationship and their first name and their relationship to you. And then I will do the best I can, which means let spirit do the best they can to bring that person to you. Okay, so before I take the first caller in 347, please hold on. I'll be with you in a moment. I'm hearing the name Brian. Brian. And then I hear the song, I'm Unstoppable. I do know that song, but that's the only verse of that song I'm hearing. And they're flying free, and they were a source to be reckoned, or a person to be, like, I'm not going to say this correctly, but a source to be reckoned with. Like, I don't know how to say that statement, but that's the way they're bringing it through to me. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm not getting that quite. I know it's a statement to be reckoned with, but they were up, whatever. However that statement goes, that's what they're saying. And then also, they were a bigger, like, solid, a more, some people use the word stocky, but I'm going to, big boned or solid, a solid person in their stature, in their build, solid. Of course, when they were younger, as we age and mature, we don't keep that big, strong stature all the time. Okay, so Jennifer online is saying that Brian is my dad. So, Jennifer, if this is your dad, he's coming through strong for you. And saying, you know, the first message they always want to give is, I love you and I'm with you. They always want to give that message. And they want to let you know that they love you and they miss you, and they want you to know that they're going to be guiding you. I always call the loved ones who pass over our watchers, because they watch over us and they help us through this life. And no matter who they were when they were here, now they are pure love. Because again, we come from love. We return to love. It's our goal or part of our journey to try to maintain that being love. And how do we do that? Okay, somebody, I just heard somebody say, how do we do that? Because we get afraid we're going to be hurt, right? One of the ways of doing it is realizing you can't be hurt. Yeah, your ego, I know this sounds like whatever, your ego can be hurt. Okay, your ego, your physical body can be hurt, but you recover. So, and I know because I'm thinking of many cases in my own head right now where I was like, oh, no, that really hurt. That nearly broke my booty, okay? But what I'm getting is if you can let that fall and realize that was a blessing. They were showing me to get away from that, or they were doing whatever it is they were supposed to be doing to put me in a different situation, and they being angels, heaven, whatever. Sometimes things have to get, because we don't walk away when we're supposed to walk away. We let things get so bad that we end up suffering more than we should have. And again, this goes back to where it started, trying to be so loyal and to be such a good person and thinking, I can't walk away their family. I can't walk away. They've been my friend. I can't walk away. I love this person. Is it reciprocated? And is it reciprocated appropriately? Are they even capable of giving the kind of love that you, first of all, deserve, second of all, need, third of all, any kind of love? Because some people really, they have difficulty with that. So what I'm going to say right now is if we can walk away sooner when we see things are not going the way they're supposed to, we can then get into a situation that's a better situation. And as soon as you see that, it's not what it's supposed to be. It's okay. Not everybody is supposed to remain with everybody. We have soul contracts that we make, and these soul contracts are for sometimes for a day, sometimes for a conversation, sometimes for a month. Our soul contracts, sometimes we try to make them go longer because at one point we got this one feeling and now we want to get that feeling again, and we're not supposed to. Okay, I'm going to go to callers now, 347. 347, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, this is Katie. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Katie, how are you today? How can I help you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask, I love what you were talking about.
Oh
my God, I love it. But so I want to ask a question. I want to attract employment that pays me more than enough money. I'm doing something I'm interested in doing. I took a little, a temp project, but it's not really paying anything, and I'm not doing anything interesting, but I just took it so I could at least have some kind of income. But I want to attract, position in my field, paying more than enough money. And, I wanted guidance about that.
Okay. So thank you, Katie. The first thing I'm going to do for you, everybody listening, re-listening, we're going to clear anything stopping or blocking us from our perfect position that brings us more money than we want and need. Okay, so let's clear that. And then let's clear this position also has really healthy culture and co-worker. So let's clear that. Now, Katie, one of the things I'm hearing, actually, I'm hearing so many things for you. And if some of these things aren't for you, they may be for somebody else who's listening in. So I'm trying to be very compartmentalized today, which I'm getting bombarded with so many messages today. So I hope to be for them. But the first thing I'm hearing is you might end up with a position where at least temporarily or part-time, it's a from-home position, okay? So wherever this position, it might allow you the ability to at least, certain days or some days, or unless there's a meeting, you are working from home and you're able to do some things. I also hear the word subcontract or contractor. Now, this to me, I'm going to give you like a little example of this. Let's say you have a certain set of skills. I don't know why that keeps coming up. I think I've never, ever used that statement before, but now every time I use it, I see that movie clip of that guy going, I have a very specialized set of skills, and I will find you. And every time I say it, I'm so sorry. That makes me break from my family. Jesus, Moses, and Mary, let's get back on track. You have a very specialized set of skills. But, oh my God, I laughed so hard I snorted. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry, Andy. You can little entity and contract that out to certain companies and not necessarily be employed. How do I say this? Not necessarily be employed by them, but like you're doing work for them, and maybe on a contract basis, like I'll do this for 9 months or a year or 6 months for your company. And these are the parameters. I feel like set up a, if you set up your resume more like you're a business, you are going to get everything you want and then some. So, and how would that look? You can Google that. I guess for that question.
I could do you could freelance. And also you could do consulting, and you can also I also do contract projects, meaning temp projects, where I work with temp agencies as well. And you can also offer your own services to a company, like independent contractor type of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. I'm open to creating something like that. And, I've been applying, but I don't know if I should keep applying because I applied and I really haven't heard much back. So I didn't know if I should keep doing it or just take a break.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. There's a couple things. There's the short term, the long term, if you do so choose, okay? Everything in life is a choice. Mm-hmm. So short term,
right.
Be a little bit more discerning about what you're applying to or what you're bidding on, okay? Also, put a, I don't think it's called an ad, but put a ad out, like put out your services, advertise your services so people come to you, okay? Whether this means setting up a website or something else. And now long-term, I actually feel like long-term, you're going to have people working under you that you also subcontract out or, do whatever with. That's long-term down the line if you choose. Now, the second thing I'm getting, and I'm not sure if this is for you or for someone else, but I'm just going to say this might be something from the past, something you're doing now, something in the future. Do you also have a crafty side, a side where you can?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank God.
I do
oh my
also
God. I was
have
so
a. Yes. I do have a. I want to do like candles, body butters, T-shirts, like fun stuff, and also I do food too.
Okay. So I love that. Thank you for confirming it. You don't even know. Like, I was almost sweating. I'm like, I'm going to say it. Okay, I see you using your crafting ability to make some really very awesome things for hair. Okay? So the same materials like that, some of the same materials that you're using for
Yeah, the body butters and stuff.
And all that stuff you're going to use for, and I'm getting this, and I don't even want to say it on the air because I feel like this is just, it might be for you. But, you know, when we use, like, hair clips and rubber bands and whatever we use in our hair, to use certain oils or essential oils on them or create that product that has that oil in it so that, like, let's just say, mm-hmm. for example, if you're putting your hair in a pony and that has lavender, that's going right into, like, your scalp and that relaxation. But whatever it is, I just see mm-hmm. you crafting some hair accessories. Thank you for that word. And being really good with it and knowing you don't have to create enough for, like, the masses. You're creating very exquisite one-offs for people who are willing and want them, that will be able to reuse them. I hope that makes sense for you. And the crafting part of it, definitely double down on that, like the candles, the shirts, everything, double down on that and stock up on some things now, especially if you see them on sale, and start creating. And then in October/November, really start putting them on display, especially that second and third week of November, and then make sure you have a lot of stock in December and market them as unique Christmas gifts and holiday gifts. Just a little side note, I don't know if this is true, conspiracy theory or not, I don't know if this is true, but I did hear that the big chains, you know, Walmart and Target and a couple of other really big chains cut their orders in half for the holidays. They had set orders and they literally cut them in half. Again, I want to say this, they're planning this. So we have to be prepared on our end with things like this, with your crafting and creating gifts. So you big chains, you do what you do, we got us. We've got to, you don't know, like, we have to be able to look at them and say, you forgot who you were playing with. You forgot. We are the creator. We will create. That is what we are here for. Thank you, but no thank you. But I feel like, especially in the come October, but then November and through the second and a half week of December. Is there a such thing as second and a half? Second and maybe halfway into the third week? I don't know. Second and a half week of December, you are going to be putting a lot out there, having a lot of requests. And make sure that wherever you put your tithing or if you have wherever you put your product, let them know you will make custom one-off things for somebody very special. And that is going to kind of set you apart also. But I do see that that is going to be a really huge priority. And I'm hearing a woman on the other side who was a fuller woman, she's saying, work till your fingers don't work no more, then take a break and get back on. Okay? Whoever that is, she's like, just don't stop. Work till your fingers, like, are numb or don't work no more. Take a break, get some coffee, and jump back on it. Okay? That is her advice to you. And this will be really good for you. Don't give away the store, price appropriately, and do make different price variations. Like, you want to be able to accommodate any price range. Thank you very much for stating that way. So that is the message that they have for you. I do feel like I feel like then once January rolls around, you're going to get a lot more project opportunities. But between now and then, you will have some project opportunities still coming in, but really get on that whole crafting thing. And don't forget to bundle your packages, okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm so grateful I was able to take your call and help you out today. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go to 916. 916, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ray, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Ray, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I guess my question was if you can help me out with my love life. I'm not dating anyone. My career is under me, and I think I'm ready, but I don't know what you see.
Okay, Ray. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to say some things here, and they could mean a lot of different things, because the first thing I hear is Montana. Now, this could mean a couple of different things. Maybe that's the person's name. Maybe that's where they live. Maybe that's where they're originally from. I don't know. I'm not going to try to guess what Montana means for this. When you meet this person, you'll know. I see somebody with really long hair, and it's light. It's not platinum blonde, but it's not highlighted either. This is natural, like multi-dimensional blonde with a little bit of, yeah, maybe it is highlighted. I don't know, but long, lighter hair. In the shades of blonde. And this person is very earthy and very...
Very what? Say that again?
She's very earthy and very, very not independent. And when I say earthy, what I mean is like autumn would be her season and she would... like hiking and running and being outside. Okay, she's that kind of person. I feel like she is somewhat successful, and the somewhat successful being she's not where she wants to be, but she's come really far. I do feel like she's independent in the business world, meaning she may have her own business, or she may be just very, you know, moving up that ladder, but she's very independent in the business world. Whatever that means, you're going to know when you meet her. This is a very specific person they're bringing in for you, and normally they don't do that. So for whatever this is worth, I feel like she is very, is she a nurse? I don't know. Okay. Do you know how, like, a lot of nurses look similar? She kind of has that look of nurse. She kind of has that look, but I don't know for sure that she is a nurse, okay? I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon. I don't want to say that. I am going to say that within... they're giving me the timeline now, and I'm double-checking it. Okay, month and a half, which we are at the beginning of October. That puts us mid-November. I feel like meet her in October. I feel like you might meet her in October, okay? And here's what I'm going to say to you. Whatever pieces, okay, this is the way they're saying it, so this is what I'm going to say to you. Whatever pieces you think are missing from the puzzle that you still need to put in before you meet this person comes with those pieces. So don't think you have to have your puzzle complete before this person gets there, meaning you're ready for this this person, okay? I do feel like you're going to, mm-hmm. again, meet this person in October. It might even be mid to late October, which is 2 to 4 weeks, but they're saying 6 weeks. I don't know why they're saying 6 weeks, maybe just giving it a buffer in case. I do feel like this person and you have the potential to have a very long-lasting, very loving relationship, things up. We can uh-huh. just get afraid of sabotage and so on. I do feel like, and I feel like if she might have, oh my gosh, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to. I feel like she might have, if she doesn't have a dog, she loves dogs, and she loves medium-sized dogs. Like, yeah, I think this is, I want to say a lab, but I know it's not a lab. I think it's a golden retriever, but it's a little bit on the reddish-brown side. I can't believe I'm getting this many details for this person. I really can't. But this is a very specific person, and I hope you meet her very soon, because there's some work that I think she's been ready for a hot minute for a relationship. I think she's like, here I am. And again, here I am. I think she's ready. And again, let's see what happens, right? Let's see what happens. I hope this was really helpful.
You know, I want to say, because, you know, I reach out to psychic mediums, you know, quite often, you know, over the last 10 years or so. And I got to say, you're the one that's been willing to give the most description, right? Because by doing so, that shows that you're confident that, you know, with your abilities, and you're giving as much precision as you can. Because I've been around where they've been, psychic mediums have given the bare minimum, you know. And the fact that you're giving me mm-hmm. all this detail, I really appreciate it. And if all this comes, you know, to fruition, I will definitely call back, right? You know, I got your website on there. I'll call back and let you know what happened. I really appreciate it, because I just got a new career over the last, 4 months. And my last one was toxic, but this one I'm like, okay, look, hey, I'm ready. I'm not stressed. I'm free. You know, I'm very active. And so I'm just really curious what's out there. And, like, you know, it resonates with what you said. She's been ready for a hot minute. And I think I'm not desperate by any means, but I'm like, I think I'm ready. You know, and I have an 18-pound Chihuahua terrier, so maybe.
I love it. Well, I feel like if she does still have her dog is not a puppy. If she still has it, I see it being next to her. I see her being in a, like, it doesn't matter what she's wearing. But I'm going to tell you, I give what I get. And I'm going to tell you, I don't get this much detail. I don't always get this much vision on the person coming in. So I'm really grateful I am able to give this much vision. I don't always get it. Sometimes people call in and they're like, what does this person look like? I'm like, I don't know, like a dude. They look like a dude. I don't know. That just isn't coming through yet. And sometimes when I do give too much detail, people get in their own way. For example, I told this one guy, the girl, I explained her to a T, and I said, and she volunteers. And so he meets the girl. He literally goes out. He meets her where I said, you know, I said, you're going to meet like at a pub or something like that. And, you're going to have this great conversation, yada, yada, and this is kind of what she does, and she volunteers. And this girl told him she was a volunteer firefighter, and he said, in the moment, I thought, that can't be it. That's not the type of volunteering, so I didn't get her number. And I was like, but everything else, including the volunteering, was like, smack on. Right, smack on. And because it wasn't, like, maybe he thought she volunteered at, like, a food shelter because she was a woman, or, like, a dog place, a pet place. Nope. So he literally walked away because of that one, sometimes too much information, I guess, can get in our way. I don't know. So what I am going to tell you, this girl is ready for a very serious relationship. She is not a toxic woman. I should say woman. She's not toxic. She's actually, on a scale of 1 to 10, she's probably between 8 and 9 as far as mental and psychological health goes. She's pretty grounded, mm-hmm. again, very earthy and grounded, knows what she wants, and she's ready for it, but she's not going to play games with somebody. Like, if somebody's coming to play games, she will slay you. She will, like, not, I don't want to say it like that, but she's not going to entertain players or game players or anything like that. She knows her worth, and she's not going to do it. So come correct or don't come, okay?
When you say that she's in, like, a nursing of sorts, maybe?
I you know what? I don't want to say that. I'm not sure about her career. I'm positive about the pet. Either she has or had or wants a golden retriever, but I see the golden retriever or a mid-sized dog. It's one of those dogs that has the longer fur. Like, I know labs mm-hmm. have shorter fur. This dog has, like, the longer fur, and I know it can be, like, that yellow color, or it can be more of that brownish-red color. So it's that dog, whatever that dog is. And she, I know she has that, and I can see her hair, and I can see her face. She's very pretty. And she, yeah, that's what I have. Okay, that's what I have. Okay.
Cool. I'm Thank you stop. So much. I really appreciate it. Hopefully I can get a call back in a month or so.
Yes, hopefully, please. And get out where people go on trails with their dogs. And Patrick, I think you're right. I think it is a golden retriever. So yes. So that is what I'm going to say. And get out, be out and about as much as you can. And I do feel like she is outdoors a lot. She likes the outdoors a lot. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great evening. I appreciate the reading. Bye-bye now.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. And thank you for calling in. I'm going to go directly to 773, and while 773 is connecting, I just want to say, if you have me on speakerphone, please turn off of speakerphone and turn down whatever you're listening to me on. And if you would like to call in, if you have a question, you'd like to ask a question, please call 845-277-9131. 773, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I am calling from Chicago.
Okay, Nancy, how can I help you today?
Well, you know, I've kind of been stuck, and I loved your little pep talk on loyalty and energy, and I'm getting some very weird reactions from people around me, and I'm just wondering if you see any changes, particularly in career or where I'm located.
Okay, so let's... you know, for you, everybody listening, watching, re-listening, re-watching, we are stuck. I get a yes. Let's clear that so we are moving forward with everything life has to offer. I get a no. Let's clear that to a yes. Whew. Okay. Now, what I want to say to you is there are a lot of changes coming into. I hear two things. There are a lot of changes coming into your life and your area. Now, when they say it, that can literally mean your life, or it can mean, like, the area you live in, and that could mean mm-hmm. there are changes into your area, your work area, your life, your living area, or that there are changes to your area, meaning you could be changing areas. I think you're in the middle of making, you're on the precipice of making.
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to say. This is how I'm going to say it. I'm going to dumb it down mm-hmm. for myself. Okay, for me, so that I don't have to use big words and I can just flow through it. When things are about to change, something inside of us gets like, this, we get this feeling and we know something's coming, but we don't know what that something is. But then we're like, oh my God, I hope it's good. It's not bad. Da, 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 da. And our nervousness can slow it down. But then we, mm-hmm. if we take a breath and we go, okay, show me what it is. Let's get this out of the way. Let's get this done. It moves smoothly. And then the more excited we get about it, the more quickly it moves. These things are about to come in, and your angels and guides are trying to let you know there are some big changes coming in. Now, when we use the term your world's about to flip upside down, everybody right away goes, oh, my God, no, mm-hmm. because we right away go to that negative, which all of us have to get right away. Anytime anybody says something, we have to take it to that positive. My world's about to flip upside down. Good, because there's a lot of things that need to fall out this boat that we're just weighing it down.
Yep.
Okay? That's a boat. I'm about to be smooth sailing, flying ahead. Everything's going to be really good. So what I want to say to you is when they use the term, your world's about to be flipped, turned upside down, you are about to let go of all those people. And this analogy they're showing me is hella funny. So it's like you're wearing a really long Willy Wonka coat. So the tails go down on the floor and drag on the floor, and there's two panels in the front and two panels in the back. But there are people holding on for dear life to these, to your coat, and you're just like steady trying to like walk, like dragging all of this along. Now, the people could be situations, work situations, mm-hmm. life situations. They could literally be people. They could be things from the past that mm-hmm. we just haven't let go of, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting you know all you're about to not drop the people. You are about to take off the coat, whirl it in the air like you just don't care, and fling it into the ocean because you're done with them. Okay, I'm going to do us a little clearing right here. We have let go of the past. I get a no. Oh, let's all let go of the past. Let's all let all of that we've been carrying, dragging, let's let it go. We have let go of the past. No, clear it now. And, you know, I also want to do this. Because of where I started the show, I really want to go into our light is bright. And I get a no, so let's clear that. And I'm going to do one more while you're on the line with me. We are love. And I get a no. And I'll clear that. Now, I know a lot of people are afraid that if they are loved, they'll get taken advantage of. And that's a whole nother show on. No, you won't, because when you're loved, you shine so bright that light transmutes dark. And people who are dark or have whatever intent will just be irritated and, you know, walk on is what I'm getting, the statement I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like there are changes coming in your work and home environment. Everything is about to go. And again, let's look at this from a positive perspective. It's about to go flip sticky on you, but in a good way. Okay, this is the way they're showing me. When the earth opens up, like let's just say like an earthquake, which is very, it seems so bad, right? Like to have an earthquake mm-hmm. and to have the earth open up. But everything that is not serving us can fall into that and then close back up again, and we have a new, stronger, better foundation because we've repaired those fractures, like the
mm-hmm.
cracks
mm-hmm.
that turned into an opening so it could fall away and we could repair the damage, okay? And then we have this really awesome, amazing foundation that we now have to work from. So anything that you've been saying, man, I really wish this, or man, I really wish that, well, you've been rubbing that genie bottle. It's about to pop for you, okay? It's about to happen. If it doesn't happen exactly the way you want it to, and here's what I'm going to tell people, please listen. This is so, so, so important. When we are saying something like, let's say we're married or we have a job and we're complaining about that job, a new one will come. Like, we'll be introduced to new people, and then we find ourselves maybe in a situation we shouldn't be in, or we lose our job, don't have another job. The idea is these things that are showing up that are making us unhappy are showing up so that we can either correct it with the people, and if we cannot correct it with the people, we can walk on, we can move on, we can get on, and we can be in control of the change. So there doesn't have to be an earthquake that opens up the earth, opens up the earth, and has everybody fall in, and then we have to start from fresh again. No, they want us to see those red flags, that toxicity, what's making us unhappy, and make that solid, that steady, solid choice to say, listen, this is, I have X amount of years left on this planet. I'm going to get rid of the things that are not making me happy so I can move into something that does make me happy. That, then we're in control of it. There's no earthquake. We don't lose our job. We don't cheat on somebody. We walk away and then go into something better. And that's how it's done, folks. And that is how it's done, folks. And that, and one more time, because they are saying it one more time, and that is how it's done, folks. All righty. I think they've said that enough. How about you? Sweetie, I hope this was helpful for you. I really, really do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. I'm going to go to 405. 405, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hi, Tony.
What's your name? Where are you
from? Oklahoma.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
It's Heather from Oklahoma.
Hey, Heather. Oh, Heather. Heather. Okay. I'm so in, like, answering mode. It didn't click. I'm so sorry. Heather, how can I help you today?
I was wondering, can you look to see if I'm on, like, the right, I don't know, like, life path or something? I feel like I'm, like, everybody's saying they're stuck. Like, finances, love life, everything, I just feel like I'm not doing what I need to be doing. Like, I'm failing at everything.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Heather, I'm about to drop some hard truths on you. That's what they're saying, and I'm sorry I have to do this, but part of your life path is a wanderer, but you've been rooted in everybody else's stuff. So what they're saying is pull yourself back into you, take all those roots that you have in everything else. Listen, I don't want to say that, Spirit. I'm going to put that in a nicer way.
Just say it. Tony, I need to hear this.
Okay, if somebody's off your teeth and on their feet, you don't belong taking care of them anymore. You don't belong in their business trying to run their life or being overly concerned about their life. If you did a good job, they're up, they're on their own, and you are solid. We're going to pull back for you. Okay, this is one of my favorite things to do, everybody. Get ready. Get ready. We're going to pull back all of our energy, okay, and disconnect us from everything that is not serving us. So if you're not ready for this, just don't accept this. But our energy has been pulled back from everything and everyone, and I get a no, so let's pull it all in. And then, okay, we're involved with things that no longer serve us. I get a yes. Let's clear that. Now, Heather, part of your purpose is to not use other people, places, things as excuses why you cannot forge forward or move forward or be a wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense. Part of your purpose is to get out and get into this world and somehow to travel, to be out there and to travel. I don't know if that makes sense. Whether that's, and you can travel for work. You absolutely 100% can travel for work. There are a ton of jobs with travel companies that allow you to travel for work. One of my favorite people, Gino DeLuca, plays piano. He is just the sweetest boy. He's on a cruise ship right now playing, and loves it. Would not trade it. So what I'm going to say to you is you have this ability to be out and about. So if you want to know, part of your life purpose is to be a wanderer and to not be sedentary. And whether that means just getting out of your comfort zone or your local area or into the whole big wide world, I see you have the potential. And I, whether you want to go to these places or not, what I'm seeing is you have the potential. Place I hear is England, and the second, Australia. Now, those are pretty big ventures, but there are a lot of places throughout the U.S. and more southern places that you could be traveling to and from, whether that be for work or whatever, okay, whatever that is for. Now, I know that this was I don't know if this makes sense to you. I hope it makes sense to you. I'm going to just cut it there and say, I hope this makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. And there are people, I'm going to say quickly, Heather, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to say very, very quickly, there are people, and we're not good in that normal 9-to-5 cubicle type of thing. There are a lot of us out there. It's time for us to shine. There are going to be so many opportunities coming in over the next year if you are open to taking a chance, to exploring and getting out there. There are going to be so many opportunities coming in. If you create a business now, if you look at what's going on and you can say, okay, this went on at this time in our history, and this is how, what jobs or careers came from it, and you can jump on that and say, okay, we're in a digital era now, but being the facilitator for people to create jobs or to create businesses is going to be really big. Online jobs, website jobs, all of these things are going to be huge coming in. So please have an open mind moving in, especially to the next couple months. If you get an idea, jump with that idea and just figure out, don't think you have to have everything you need to the end. Just take the first step and the second step and then the third step. Believe me, your angels and your ancestors will provide for you whatever it is that you need when you want to create on your own. And this does not mean quit your day job. It means turn things off and work on this outside of your day job, if that makes sense. I hope it makes sense. Okay, I love each and every one of you so stinking much. I will be back Monday at noon for 60 minutes. If I didn't get to you, I'm so sorry. I will do my best to get to you on Monday. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.